So you were saying because preachers came from out of town, you then fed them?
Yeah, you know, our preachers were assigned by the conference, and none of them were from Burnsville. They were always from other counties or towns away. But they'd come on Sunday, and it was always pre-planned within the church. Every Sunday, a family in the community would be assigned to feed the preacher and his family. And it would be announced in church, preacher, you'll go home with Gwendolyn Griffith and her family today. And they came and you fed them and entertained them until they left that afternoon. I mean, it was a privilege because the pastor was coming to your house. But of course, for the mom, she had to do all the preparation and everything. They always had to put on a fuss, you know, put on a show, cook more. But always in the community every Sunday. And I think to this day, most women that are from the back in the day, you can walk into their house on a Sunday and they'll have enough to feed you. There's always a lot cooked on Sundays. Always.
Okay.
But yeah. But for the kids, you had to be on your best behavior or else you got it after the preacher left. So we didn't like it.
Because you were ready after church to
go play.
Let out a little bit.
We had to sit there and sleep all through church. Because we'd been to Sunday school that morning too. But you had to stay for church, and we always managed to fall asleep on somebody's lap.
That is so funny. Thank you.
Yep.